Welcome back. Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. As Wes was just saying, we wish the basketball teams would be able to stay home after that long trip. Not the case, though, is it, Coach Luke?
It is not the case. It's getting ready to depart again tomorrow.
Well, Coach, talk about the weekend. I know you really thought your team made some strides in terms of, you know, improving and being a better road team. You got the win, kind of held off a late charge from Lake Erie on Thursday, and then, you know, a little bit short on Saturday against a very good Ashland team.
Yeah, you know what, Wes, it was. I don't know if this is good to say, but it is. It's a truth. Anytime you can go on the road and get a split, in this league, it's a good weekend. And if somebody would have told me we'd have been ahead, I think we got it to 19 at Lake Erie, I would have said you're crazy, because they're an older team, an experienced team, and they really shoot well. And we've really struggled in that gym to have a 19-point lead there. Our kids really played well. The guys really played well, and eked one out. Of course, they started shooting better in the second half, and we got a little bit lazy or soft, and that's what happens in this league if that happens. And of course, Saturday, I thought we played probably equally as well, and by record wise, played against a better team, Ashland, and you know, with a minute to go, we're tied and kind of, I don't want to say self-destructed, but we didn't execute defensively and missed a couple layups. Both, we missed a couple layups on offense, and didn't get some box outs on defense, and cost you the game. And that's how tight it is in this league. You can't, one possession could cost you the game, and it was a couple possessions there that cost us down the stretch. But nonetheless, I do think that if this is a fair thing to say, you know, we're a better team right now than we were a couple months ago. Because if you can play, you know, the South leading team to a doggone near even game at their place, you know you're getting better.
Coach Cal Monroe, great weekend for him. 23 points on Thursday, 24 on Saturday, and you really kind of saw just how he could put the team on his shoulders. Everybody in the gym knew that Cal Monroe was going to be the one trying to score for the Huskies, and he did it anyway.
Yeah, you know what? That's true, and he's just so skilled offensively, and he's got a great IQ and great skill that he's really hard to stop. You know, a kid that's up for Player of the Year really worked hard on him, the Davis kid from Ashland, and Kyle held his own and plus some. So, you know, he's a force. He's going to be a force. He is a force to be reckoned with right now. And of course, we're asking him to do a lot, and I'm a little nervous about that, because sometimes freshmen can be up and down like a yo-yo. But he has been consistent. He's done the one thing that if we could, you know, ask him. I mean, he's a tremendous rebounder, and he's been a little inconsistent in that aspect. But he has really been a workhorse for us, and you know, clearly our most consistent and best player.
How about Jeff Gregory? You talked about in the postgame on Thursday about how Jeff Gregory might have had one of the best defensive performances individually that you've had since you've been a coach here. How do you, what made you say that?
You know what? We've had a lot of good players here, Wes, defensively especially, because, you know, we put such a premium and an emphasis on that. And I watched him, the kid that he was playing against, Bosley, was a senior and had scored a lot of points previously, and you know, their leading scorer, and you know, you got to take their, you have to minimize the opponent's best player, and I watched him time after time after time just work his butt off, and there was no opportunity to get tired, and he didn't get tired, and he just kept grinding and kind of willed his way to stopping that kid, and you know, if we had a couple more guys that can incorporate that, we're really going to be good, because he clearly, if there's such thing as putting a team defensively on your back, he did it. You know, Kyle did it offensively, and he did it defensively, because he did a great job minimizing that kid's touches and giving him good looks at the basket, and that was clearly, besides Kyle's offensive output, Jeff's defensive effort was tremendous for us in the success of that game.
Yeah, Ferris State coming up on Thursday, Coach. Just looking at some of their scores from their schedule, do they give up quite a few points defensively,
yeah,
on a regular basis?
It's a great question, Dirk. They They do give up a lot of points. That's a little bit scary for us because I don't know how many points we can score. But with that being said, the opportunity is there. And if our kids, if our young kids get hot, you know, if Brian's shooting and Kyle's consistent, we get some, you know, and actually Kyle Stankowski has been playing a lot better for us. So if we get some inside game and, you know, and Dylan shows us that he's, you know, that he continues his improvement, you know, we're going to be there. We're at this process. I keep saying that this process is getting closer and closer every game. And if we get it, then we're gonna be on top of it. And I just hope we don't put ourselves too far behind the eight ball to have ourselves give ourselves a chance to make the tournament. But they are very vulnerable defensively. They are very athletic. They think offense. They think go. They think run, jump, dunk, and that's what they do. And I'm not saying this out of disrespect. I don't know what kind of premium they put on defense, but it's some. If there's a weakness in their game, I think it's on the defensive end.
What about Grand Valley, Coach? You know, a team that can put up points and also has, you know, a couple of games I'm looking at where they have struggled a little bit offensively.
You know what? They're probably similar to us, Dirk, to be honest with you. They really try to defend hard and they do things well. They have some personnel that can go both offensively and defensively, but they've just had struggles the last couple of years trying to get over the hump also, and I don't understand. I don't know why, and I guess I don't care why. But we got to go down there, and it's not an easy weekend for us. It's a very difficult weekend. It's probably the most difficult weekend we have as far as a road trip, especially coming off a long road trip that was really a difficult ride home. So we got to bring our A game. We have to be on top of it. We got to be good. We got to be sharp. You know, it was an interesting thing in that I. You know, all we saw prior to playing our game was, you know, the football. And Saban said some interesting things that I kind of stole that I'm going to use the rest of the year. You know, our guys are feeling tired. It's not how you feel. They played in their 15th game. It's not how you feel. It's what you want. And the competitiveness has to come out of you if you want it. And you can't be tired. And in that, this is a situation we're in. It's not how we feel. It's what you want, and hopefully our guys will take that to heart. And everybody's tired at this time of the year because it's a grind stretch, and you got to want it, and you can't be tired.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. A couple of games this weekend for Michigan Tech basketball. The men's team will play after the women on Thursday at 8 against Ferris State at Ferris State, and then at Grand Valley State at 3 on Saturday afternoon. Wes will have the calls for us here on Mix 93 WKMJ. If you had to pick, Coach, the order of these two road weekends, is this the order you would want to go in, the long one first and then short ones after that?
You know what, Dirk? I can't answer that because I'm not smart enough. It doesn't make any difference. We've had, last year we went down and beat both of them. It's going to be tough. It's a tough weekend. I guess it is what it is, so I'm going to go that route. We got to play at Ferris first, and then we got to play. So that's the way I'll pick it.
Well, good luck, Coach. We wish
Thanks,
you the,
Dirk. Appreciate it. Thanks, Wes.
Yeah, safe travels. Coach Kevin Luke, men's basketball team, great games coming up this weekend on Mix 93, Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. More Drive Time coming up right after this.